This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody, welcome to Thursday, February 6, 2020. My name is Lee Elsie. I am running the show for the first hour along with the great Chris here on the USA Radio Network. Wayne will be here in exactly 1 hour, so I'm sure he's headed to the studio as we speak in a big fancy stretch limousine, sipping scotch in the back. No, I don't even know if he drinks.
Private jet
or something like that. You can reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. If you don't know how to spell that, I understand. Lee is LeeElsie Radio, all one word, at gmail.com, or you can call in a little bit later on in the show, 833-WAR-TALK. We're going to talk to a very good friend of mine at the bottom of the hour who is doing amazing things in Haiti, Dr. Anthony Alessi. You've heard him on the show with yours truly before, but he's actually, as we speak, in Haiti, and it's not so good down there. So we'll chat with him about what it's like and kind of pick his brain about what's going on down there, because, well, listen, he's trying to do good, but there's a lot of bad people out there and a lot of bad people in Haiti, so we'll chat about that. But I know on everybody's mind is the speech, impeachment, Iowa. So, you know, I have been noticing for the past 72 hours, every talking head who has access to a microphone is telling you what they saw when Donald Trump gave the State of the Union speech, right? Everyone. And basically, y'all kind of saw it with your own two eyes, but Trump gave a magnificent speech. Donald Trump is modern-day P.T. Barnum, going through the greatest show on earth. He gives you the bearded woman. He gives you the little small guy. He gives you the strong man. All of it wrapped up in one giant show on national TV with everybody watching. It's the greatest show on earth. He is the best media manipulator on the planet. He is. He's the king of the media. And he's able to bring into your living room, much like he did on The Apprentice, he's able to bring into your living room the wonders of modern-day Washington reality TV. He gives you the Tuskegee Airmen. He gives you Rush Limbaugh winning an incredible award. He gives you a military family reunited, again, on national TV. And, of course, he gives you a man whose brother was killed by an illegal harbored at a sanctuary city. Trump was magical. And there's nothing short of that. Magical in his presentation. Now, listen, if you look at the speech on paper and you read it, really not much to it. But the presentation, the showmanship, lights, camera, action, Trump delivered that. So I could, you know, give you chapter and verse of every little nuance of what he said and what he did, but all the talking heads have already done that. They've all done it. So you saw what you saw, right? No need for me to tell you what you saw. You saw the plastic-faced Nancy Pelosi rambling, go off the deep end with her wrath of insanity. You watch the suffrage women in white who hate America. I don't have to tell you that every time something positive was mentioned on Tuesday night, positive, just purely, forget about the politics of it, positive just in the sense that America is doing better today than it was yesterday or a month ago or 2 years ago, those women sat in their seats and didn't rise. You saw it. You saw it with your own eyes. You saw the malcontent senators and congressmen slouching in their chairs. I mentioned this on my own show. I mean, it seems to me like Schumer is like, he's like a jellyfish with no bones, no spine. He was as low as you could get in that chair. He couldn't get any lower. That's your U.S. Congress. That's what you've got in Washington. And we all saw. We all watched it on Tuesday night. Easy to see. Easy to see. You don't need anybody. You don't need me to tell you what you saw. You saw what you saw. And essentially, as far as I'm concerned, when Nancy Pelosi decided to rip up the speech, she put a big, fat rubber stamp on Donald Trump 2020. So, you know, I look at this. Let me just look at this from a different angle for you, because I want to probably talk about something that nobody else has talked about. Trump was probably the perfect choice for 2016. And he needs to continue to be this force of great disruption. Right, so 2020 to me is a lock now. Unless something cataclysmic happens, and even then, there's no candidate out there who can go toe-to-toe with this guy and beat him right now, because he's just going to win when it comes to the media. He's a Teflon Don. There's nothing that they can do to him that sticks to him, nothing. So 2020, as far as I'm concerned, is almost a foregone conclusion. But what Trump needs to do now, from the day he's sworn in 2020 until the day he's out in 2024, is he needs to ratchet up the disruption to the nth level. Right now, we are so divided, and partisan politics is so overwhelming that there is no bringing. He cannot bring them back together. He does not have that in him. Okay, Washington, he needs to break apart Washington politics. Trump is not the DNA, he doesn't have it to bring everybody together. Like, for example, today, when he was talking and he was spiking the football, right? Because he was talking about getting acquitted, and he was holding up the paper, and he was having a party in Washington, and all his buddies were there, and he was getting standing ovation after standing ovation, and it was a great time. And he talked for over an hour today without a script. And he hammered everybody. He took shots at everybody. Schiff and Pelosi and Schumer, everybody who stood in his way, he knocked them down again today. So Trump doesn't have it in him to bring everybody together. That's not what he's been put in that seat to do. Right? I think a lot of folks want him to be that person, and he's not. He is the great disruptor. He is... Well, hold on. He's supposed to be the great disruptor. He needs to be the great disruptor. He used the word drain the swamp in his initial campaign. And I am counting on him to try to do that in post-2020 after the election. Take it to the next level. Call everybody out. Break apart the regular status quo in Washington. Cause everybody to run for the hills. He's got to do that. That, I think, will be his most important thing that he does if he is a president for 8 years. To bust everything down to nothing. To rubble. If he can do that, then he's a success. Because what has to happen after that, because he doesn't have it in him to bring everybody together, and that's not a knock, that's just what it is. Okay, he doesn't have that in him. He has the ability to break it apart, but he doesn't have the ability to put it back together. For example, I can't build anything. I'd be great at knocking buildings down. I could swing a sledgehammer like nobody's business, but if I tried to hammer two by fours together, I couldn't do it. So I'd be the great disruptor. I couldn't be the great builder. The next president, 2024, whoever is sworn in January, heading forward for 2024, that person needs to have the ability to heal this country. Because I think this country is going to go, continue to go through this ugly, like, mass political partisanship divide. Nobody on the left likes anybody on the right, and nobody on the right likes anybody on the left. There's no getting together. There's no common ground. And even when there is common ground, it's it's almost as if, okay, we will work together because we absolutely have to, and then as soon as the deal is done, they spit in each other's face and walk away. There is just there's such hatred. Now, we can't continue like that. I don't believe that we can continue for long stretches of time when one side of America hates the other side of America. That's not good. But for now, I think the corruption in Washington is so vast and so widespread that there has to be someone who shakes the cage. And there has to be someone who, again, breaks the whole thing down to complete dust so that we can start over. Now, I don't know who 2024 will hold for us. I think that will be an important election simply because I think we need at that point in time for somebody to come in and be that healer and bring everyone back. Rather, you know, everybody at that point in time, by 2024, if and when Trump gets elected in 2020, and things continue on the same trajectory, the crazy lunatic liberal left, they're going to be at wit's end. Right? They're going to be crazed. And no one is going to be talking to anybody in Washington. And that's not good for anybody. So, 2024, we need something that brings us back together. From 2016 to 2024, great disruption. That's what history will look at, hopefully. It's the great disruption period in the history of the United States of America. Maybe 2024, someone comes back to heal. And that's not a bad thing, to have disruption and chaos sometimes. And that's what we got right now. At least that's what I think. So maybe a different perspective and a different look from yours truly. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. I thank you very much for being a part of the show. You can always call in and be a part of it. The most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK. I'll come right back. Stick around. Again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Alarouche. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep, or you get your money back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're at talk shows. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, everybody, it's Lee Elsie here on the USA Radio Network on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm honored to get the first hour of the program. Again, bringing it to you from my home studios here in Connecticut, across the entire country, including some great stations in places like Oklahoma City and San Antonio, Dallas, which is great, Vegas, of course, which is Wayne's flagship, and he was talking about that last night. And I can't really... imagine it's so cool for me to be broadcasting out to Las Vegas, because I actually lived in Las Vegas, and when I was in Las Vegas, it was it was a dream of mine to get back on the radio and do it out there in a big grand style, and here we are doing it all these years later to all the great people out in Vegas, because there is really no city in the entire country like Vegas. It is absolutely the best. I was talking to Chris off the air about that, how cool Vegas is, and of course Vegas now has their own football team with the Raiders, and I was actually telling my wife the other day, in the few the rare times when we actually talk to each other, is that we have to become Raider fans, right? We have to become Raider fans, because we were married in Las Vegas, and the whole nine yards. It's a great story, but I won't bore you with it now. But we have to become Vegas Raider fans. So I guess that's what we got for next year. All right, a couple things. One, I wanted to talk briefly while I have your attention. Like I said, there's a million things we could talk about. There's actually too many things. I know it seems like it's impossible. There's too many things to talk about right now. I mean, we could talk about the speech today. I thought, Trump was hammering away at his opposition. And listen, he has every right to do that. They've been hammering away at him, and, he's counterpunching today. So he was really laying out evil, dirty cops, leakers, Comey caught in the act, Mueller's top scum, all of that came out of his address to the nation today, which, again, is it's not what you're used to from a president, which is, again, I think I think we're all getting to the point where we're okay with some of the things that this president does, because I think people thought, here was the miscalculation. I think that the quote unquote experts thought that Trump was going to wear you out, meaning that you were going to get sick and tired of some of this stuff. And by the time 2020 came rolling around, most of America were going to be—they're going to be exhausted by some of the things that he has done or said. That's not the case. It's actually the exact opposite. I think what America has done is said, "Okay, well, we're doing so well economically, and he really is putting America first. That's what I've always wanted, and I think that's what America is saying to themselves. I've always wanted us to be first. I don't want us to be forking over hundreds of millions, in some cases of billions of dollars, to countries who don't care about us, who don't put us in their equation, who wouldn't spit on us if we were on fire." And I think people recognize that. And I think to date, that's what he has done better than any other president ever. And I think that is what people gravitate towards him for, is that the fact that he puts America first. So I think that combination of him, you know, putting America first and foremost, the economy, has shielded him when it comes to his abrasiveness. And I think that the left, or at least the Democrats and the liberals, had banked on the idea that he was going to wear you out. His act, whatever it was, tweets, or what he says in front of a microphone, or when he would swear, or when he would use this, that, or the other, and say this, or whatever, that was going to wear people thin, and it hasn't, because people are okay. They're accepting that because they're saying, well, that's his personality. I can live with it as long as I get this, that, and the other. And they're getting this, that, and the other with him. So it's a combination. Like I said, I don't know if it's presidential to do these kinds of things, but I think America, like I said, has this sort of force field around themselves now, and some of that stuff doesn't bother them as much as it used to. By the way, 90% of Americans are satisfied with their personal life. I'm not really sure how they did that survey, but that's one that popped up on Drudge earlier today. So 90% of you out there are happy, I guess, with your spouse, your life, your hobbies, your bank account, all of it. So that's pretty good. 90%, I would say. Yeah. All right. I was going to get into some stuff going on in California, but I'll save it maybe for later on. Some just nutty things about what's happening in Nancy Pelosi's backyard. Nancy Pelosi has some gall to act the way she acts when San Francisco is a cesspool of human garbage, honestly. She should pray for the people in San Francisco, never mind praying for the President of the United States. All right, it's almost time for us to take the bottom of the hour break. We'll do that now. Dr. Anthony Alessi will join me live from Haiti next. Keep it here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling the impeachment ordeal very unfair. At an event at the White House on Thursday, the president celebrated his acquittal, calling it part of a witch hunt that began the day he started running for president. The president's also happy that Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, has been able to get things done in the Senate.
This guy is great, and I appreciate it, Mitch. And he's also given us 191 now. 191 federal judges, 2 Supreme Court judges, right?
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is thanking Iowans for his strong support in the presidential caucuses. In the latest batch of results from Iowa, Sanders leads in the final alignment votes. And another record day on Wall Street is at the closing bell. The Dow was up 89 points to finish at 29,380. The S&P improved 11. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code US.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle? Or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You can
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The sponsor of the show is RootWall.com. Main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Root Wall studio. RootWall.com. Time to take a stand. We either build the wall with Mexico or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. Everything's at rootwall.com. The videos, the explanations, the columns, the distribution of funds, it's all there. We will build this wall together. Rootwall.com. And then, of course, I got to give the disclaimer required by FEC. Root for the Wall Pack paid for is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I am Lee Elsie. Very special guest joining me right now. He's actually in Haiti helping out the extremely poor and sick folks down there. Dr. Anthony Alessi. Doc, how are you, pal?
I'm doing great, Lee.
All right. So Haiti again. We've probably talked a dozen times. What's the state of the state? I mean, what's it like?
You know, it's always different. This has become, you know, it's always been a serious place. And now, because of the political unrest, it's become a much more dangerous place. You know, whenever you have this much poverty and unrest and opposition, right now the government is really very little bit of a government in the sense that the parliament is gone. The president stopped all elections. He's essentially become a dictator. And there's an opposition group, and now there's an opposition to the opposition. So what they do is try to shut down the country as much as they can, in which case no commerce is done, no trade, and people get more and more poor. And when people get poor, they resort to violence and other ways of trying to eat. So it's become a very difficult place to work. We have to really, really be careful because kidnapping has become in vogue again. The estimate is there are about 15 kidnappings per day here. And they're not just kidnappings, but if you don't pay, they torture the people here.
Wow.
So you have to be very careful. 2 days ago, in a town north of here, a group of teenage bandits attacked people at mass, at morning mass, with machetes and guns. Many were severely injured, losing limbs by this attack. So, again, there's this level of violence. It really drives the point home to me of how important it is to have an infrastructure, have a government, and make sure that government is running well. But it also brings home the point that when you have opposing forces that dig in and become stronger in their opposition, your country can't progress. So as long as there's opposition, much like we have in the United States now, we can't really progress. We lead a very insular life there in the United States. We think everything's hunky-dory. You know, it's almost like in the United States, it's almost like Disney World to some degree, compared to other places when you look at poverty and violence. It's been an eye-opening visit for me, as many of them are, but this one especially because of everything going on in our own country.
So how far away was the attack, Doc?
You know, it's not very far, but it's a longer distance. It takes several hours away. But so you just have to be real mindful. It's like growing up in New York City, I think. You know, you just have to know where to go and where not to go and when to go there. So that's been a real eye-opener for me in terms of being here this trip. But the patients are the same. There are so many patients to be seen. One of the things, you know, Father Rick is working on now is really helping the elderly. You know, so the most vulnerable populations we have, no matter where you are in the world, are infants and the elderly. And so little is available for elderly here, especially in a poor place like Cité Soleil, where these old people have nothing. I mean, you know, many will have a dementia of some type, or but they're not able to feed themselves. They have no money for food. So the has really started a group to go out and reach out to these people, use a room in our facility at City Soleil, almost like to bring them to try and feed people, get them out of their shacks. I mean, one lady, he told the story he saw last week, was 90 years old, just laying on the dirt floor of her shack in feces, no diaper, no food. And when he asked, you know, what can we do? They said, well, if we had some oatmeal, we could help her. I mean, that's all it takes. So the patients are still here, and there's still good work to be done. And you have to try to put the politics aside and move forward.
Are you being guarded at all times, Doc? Is there somebody there who has your back 24/7? How does that work?
Well, we have guards. You know, you have to have guards. So where we stay in the hospital, we have armed guards. At night we have dogs, some great dogs.
Right.
Yeah, you know, as much as we can, but, you know, we have to get out a little bit but we have guys. So, you just have to do that. You don't take those kind of risks.
Right. Dr. Anthony Alessi is with us. He's actually down in Haiti. He's gone to Haiti for almost as long as I've known him. Is there something in particular you're focusing on medically to help these folks out?
Well, you know, a lot of it has been, this trip was kind of an unscheduled trip. So I wanted to get some supplies down here because it was hard. We got our CT scanner finally back working. Thanks to the U.S. Comfort came down and they had technicians who could get it going again. So I brought down a donation of contrast. So a lot of my time is spent yesterday really teaching young physicians and going on rounds with them, seeing patients. So, you know, so much of what we see now here is trauma, gunshots and broken bones.
Really?
So my work has primarily been with patients with stroke and other things. So it's really been to try and move the facility forward, even in these hard times, to grow from a technology standpoint and move ahead to some degree. But the technology is nothing compared to what we have at our ready disposal. You know, people don't understand. Around here, people don't have insurance. When you get old, there's no Social Security. There's no pension. There's nothing. If you can't work, you have nothing, and you have to rely on family. And that's it, if you have family around.
All right.
So these are hard times. There's hard times throughout the world.
All right, so let me ask you this, and I know you got to get going because, again, you're calling from Haiti, but is it any better now or is it worse now than after the earthquake, Doc? I mean, it's been a while since that earthquake.
Yeah, so it's back to being bad, let's put it that way. I mean, we went through a disaster. It is 10 years since the earthquake. It was the 10th anniversary is on January 12th. 300,000 people died.
Yeah.
300,000 people died in an earthquake. So you can imagine. So are things better from that standpoint? Well, not that many people are dying at one time. But again, as I said, without an infrastructure and with all this anger, I mean, you know, I keep going back to how we're living in the United States now. You know, we believe everything either CNN tells us or Fox News tells us. But let me tell you, I wouldn't believe it anymore. I just don't. And we tend to let them focus our opinions against each other. And that's the mistake. That's how other people win. Okay. So if we are in a war, it's an information war right now. And we have enemies who want to divide us. And I could see in Haiti, by dividing this nation, it can't move forward. If we are divided, we can't move forward in the United States. I can't say it enough times that we all need to reconcile with each other and figure this out and move forward rather than all the hate speech that goes on right now.
What are you doing today?
Well, for me, I'm going to get over to Mass. You know, previously, priests and nuns were exempt from kidnapping, and they are not now. I don't think they're really targeted, but they kidnap people based on what their value is, okay, in kidnapping. So last week, the priest was kidnapped here at Port-au Prince. So, again, the religious are not exempt from it. So go to Mass and then just start seeing patients. Over clinic will make rounds with the physicians there, and then just go to clinic. And, I mean, when you show up in clinic, there are, like, hundreds of people who just left their homes in the middle of the night to get here. And they just sit there waiting and waiting and waiting and hoping to get seen. and you just try to see them as fast as you can and do the best work you can to get it going. I mean, they literally traveled. Somebody came, they traveled 6 hours to get here yesterday.
Right.
Because of a traumatic, and the lady had a hemorrhage in her brain.
Wow.
How did they get her here 6 hours from Jeremy, Haiti? It's phenomenal how these people are so resilient and tough. So the day is going to be seeing patients.
How about the facility, Doc? Is it any better? Is it the same?
The facility is great. It is. It really is. Father Rick's work. But what he has done is really created a microeconomy here so that he grows everything, sells it. We have tilapia. We have chickens. We have cane sugar. And what he does is we grow it, sell it very cheaply to people so they can go out and sell it on the street and make money and start an economy. So it is a very agrarian place, that's for sure, in terms of egg. Everything is redone and has become self-sufficient.
Is there anything folks who are listening right now can do to help? Going to give that website out for the
family? Absolutely. StLukeHaiti.org. I assure you firsthand that every penny of that is used for what it's intended to do, to help people. There's no administrative costs. We don't have big fundraisers sitting around. We don't have, the she tuxedo dinner everybody's going to show up for. This is money that goes to people actually doing the work on the ground. And, again, StLukeHaiti.org. Lee, I can't thank you enough.
Thank you very much, Dr. Anthony Alessi, just doing magnificent work down in Haiti, risking his life to help these poor folks out. All right, we'll take a quick time out. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go, and it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Moore sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from gcnlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Alrighty, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, Raw and Unfiltered, because there are no notes, no script, no teleprompter, no nothing. Just me ranting and reacting and responding and giving you my my opinions on the biggest news stories in America. By the way, the sponsor of this segment is My Doctor Suggests. Cold and flu season is here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. But if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, silver might be the answer for all of them. My Doctor Suggests products are made of alkaline structured silver. They destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming the good bacteria. And I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when using their products because I have a very naturally and easily hoarse voice. As you can hear right now, it's really hoarse today. It was really hoarse Friday. Almost didn't make it to the whole show. What do? The minute it starts getting hoarse, I start sucking on their silver lozenges between every single ad break of the show, and I last the whole three-hour show, and I make it. Thank God for their lozenges. No colds in 4 years since sucking in those silver lozenges. No more brain fog since jugging down their silver solution, which is their liquid. It's really fantastic. And no more leaky gut. Every time I eat, I used to get fatigued or upset stomach. No more. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. And my skin is the best of my life thanks to their gel. Join me and thousands of people that have experienced a positive difference in their health with My Doctor Suggests. Get 20% off every order, every product. And you get free, the book, The Silver Miracle, free. By telling me you're a fan of Wayne Root, call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT, and you get 20% off every order and the Silver Miracle free. mydoctorsuggest.com/root or 866-660-9868.
All right, we are back. It's a few minutes before the top of the hour. Wayne will be here in no time flat. It's funny, every time, almost every time I get the honor of sitting in this big chair, there's a fire engine or fire engines that go by. It's almost like every Tuesday and Thursday night around the same time they have some kind of drill and the fire engines are blaring their sirens. And it's pretty funny, but it's pretty loud because they go right by the studio. So I guess that's because the root is on fire. Does that make sense? All right, let's grab a call. Out to Long Island we go, where Chet is. Chet, how are you, buddy?
How you
you doing, Lee? You know, I just wanted to talk about the situation in Iowa with the Democrat Party. Some of Sanders' campaign has come out and said that they're trying to suppress the votes going his way. And the head of the DNC, Perez, shot back at him and said that it's a ridiculous statement to make. Look, I'm no Bernie Sanders fan, but it's pretty clear to me that they're trying to get him out of the way again. And Tom Perez was heading the DNC the last time around. How can he say that it's a ridiculous stance to take when we know they already screwed him around the first time?
Wasn't it Schultz the first time? It might have been, but it doesn't matter. I get what you're saying. And you know the thing is, too, Chet, is that I heard today, and maybe I don't know if you heard this, but I heard that they're thinking about what doing a redo. Is that canvassing of the entire state?
Right. Well, that's because of what I just brought up to you. What
right.
Sanders? I don't know if he said it was his campaign that said they're trying to suppress his numbers.
Right.
Because he's right alongside there with Buttigieg. So they don't want him to get Iowa, and they certainly don't want him to get the nomination.
Sure.
But how can anybody that supports the Democrats support a party that has willingly undermined one of their candidates in their own party?
Over and over again. Now, it's a regular occurrence. Yeah, they cannot. I told you this last time, or I said this last time I was on. They would rather have me be the candidate than Bernie Sanders. He's death for the Democrat Party. So, Chet, I'm on board with you. I think you're probably right. I think they are screwing with this election. It just seems like it makes sense.
If they can run their own party into the ground, Lee, why would we trust them with an investigation into the president of the United States?
Of course. They just might as well anoint whoever it is that they really want. Just, you know, forget about it. Save the money and just have a fake convention in a couple of months and just tell everybody who they want to be the candidate. And that's what they did last time, essentially.
Well, the optics are going to be bad because the people that are behind Bernie Sanders are not going to go with Joe Biden
right.
or someone else from the inside of Washington, and that will also help President Trump. I think it actually helps him more than it helps any of the other Democrat candidates.
By chance, did you see Biden's town hall last night?
No, what did he
do? No, it was a stumbling mess. I actually felt bad for the guy. I mean, they were offering him absolute softballs, and he was swinging and missing at all of it. And I actually left that saying somebody in his campaign has to just call it a day and pull the plug. Because
to me, he looks like he has dementia. He's done some really bizarre things, including nibbling his wife's finger. Just stuff that, there's no purpose for it. I think something's wrong with him, for real.
He looks really, really old. Chet, thanks, man. I'm out of time. The music's playing. So that wraps it up for yours truly. But thanks for the great call, as always, from Long Island. And, again, right there within the sound of our voice every night, our friends out in Long Island, which is always a lot of fun. It's cool talking to the entire country. So wherever you may be, whatever you're doing, you should stop between 6 and 9 every night. And, again, listen to Raw and Unfiltered. Call in. Be a part of it. The whole nine yards. Without all of you, I mean, let's put it this way. You're part of the fight. We're fighting. We got to fight for freedom every single day, and we need your help. All right, that does it for me. Rain is here, ladies and gentlemen, and that means I got to go. So I will catch you guys on Tuesday. Be safe over the weekend. Have fun. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The offer.